News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This is Meg with Pensacola's expert panel. I'm sorry. Our friends are here from the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the Animal Shelter. And right as I was getting started there, a little Kit Kat was put on, on my board here at the radio station. And so that was a little distracting. So here you go. So happy to be here. It's the Frisky Friday as we're getting ready now for the holidays. And we had our folks here. They were here on Wednesday. Randy Lambert is here. He is the chief of animal services. And a special guest today, Michaela Garcia, is the president of the Friends of the Santa Rosa County Animal Services in the shelter. Welcome, Michaela, and welcome, Randy.
Good morning. Thank you.
So you have to get right up. There you go. Get real close. Yeah, now you can. Okay. Now, who is in the studio by my feet here? Who is this little being?
I decided to bring in, appropriately, her name is Noelle.
Oh, you're kidding. Really?
She is a two-year-old cat that came to the shelter just a few weeks ago. So she's up for adoption now.
Oh, just the prettiest little thing. Yes, you are. I'm sorry, you're going to lose me completely. This may not be a good thing. Mary Hoxing, who is the owner of our station, had been saying to me for a while, she says, you've got to get the animals coming back in. And I'm just realizing why now that the animals, are, that she, the, that Noelle is in here, I will be totally distracted. So you're all just going to have to keep talking because I got to go pet the kitty.
Yeah, she's totally checking out the whole studio.
She is. She's walking around and she's got beautiful coloring, white, and it looks like
some black and brown.
Kind of some of the tigery kind of colors, you know, the little splotches on her face.
And she's so petite. Her feet are so small.
Cute as a button. Okay, we're going to go right down the rabbit hole, so to speak. Okay, Michaela, Friends of the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, this is a hugely important role that you play for this organization. Having worked in the nonprofit world and understanding just what Randy was here on Wednesday telling me about how many animals they have right now at the shelter, you have an important role to play.
Yes, absolutely. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to help the shelter as well, because we can fill a lot of the gaps, we can fundraise, and it really gives a lot of opportunities for nonprofits to get grants and different things versus the shelter. So we're very grateful for the opportunity. Our mission really surrounds the shelter to benefit them through fundraising, advocacy, and financial support as well. So.
And that's huge. And you're saying you do help them with the grants too?
Yes, yes. We've gotten one grant so far, and we purchased a dryer for the shelter with it. And we plan to apply for a couple more coming up. But our big projects we've accomplished so far this year have really been providing microchip readers to fire departments in our county.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. Honestly, life-saving. And we installed new concrete pads for the shelter as well in their holding cells. So it's a lot of great opportunities for us.
I'm laughing. I'm watching the kitty cat is now climbing up on up on some things. I'm hoping this is okay.
She's going to know all four corners of this studio.
I mean, checking out every inch of the studio.
Look at
this
her
is
go
hilarious.
For that water.
Oh, look at that. Okay. So Randy was here on Wednesday, and we talked a bit about the situation right now. And really, I hate to be dramatic, but it is a kind of a crisis situation right now in terms of rescues and the stray animals that we have right now in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Talk a little bit about your capacity there at the shelter and the numbers that you shared with me on Wednesday.
Yeah, really, the crisis is just not isolated to our area. It's throughout everywhere. We have 324 animals in our care. About half of those are out in foster care. Mm-hmm. Some of those are lined up to be fostered to adopt. So whenever the animal gets old enough, well enough, and has been altered, then we are able to adopt that animal out to that foster. But we still need more fosters. We always need more fosters to try to get those animals the care that they need in a home setting rather than in the shelter. Currently, right now, I have a dog that gave birth to three puppies about 2 weeks ago, and she is still in the shelter, and it is not the place that she needs to be. She's actually in one of our offices so that she can have some quiet time and take care of her puppies the way she needs to. But we really need a foster for her and
okay.
her puppies.
So if someone wanted to foster, we had talked about this quite a bit, and this is home for the holidays, correct? This is a good time to do that as well?
Absolutely. We're going to be kicking that off. We had a huge success for Home for the Holidays for Thanksgiving, and we're going to do this, the Christmas version of it. We're going to start this Monday.
Okay, this Monday. Okay.
Right. And it will go through January 6th. Now, that's a long time, maybe, for some people. You don't have to do it the entire time. You can do it for a few days, 2 or 3 days, a week, whatever it may be that you feel comfortable with. Maybe you have plans to go out of town right after the first of the year, and we can accommodate that. We can figure that out. Real easy. Go to our website, santarosa.fl.gov/animals. And from there, you will see the information about Home for the Holidays. There's a link there for the application. You go there, you fill that out. Our kennel staff will get together and look over your application, give you a call, see what's best animals going to line up with what your environment is and what your expectations are. And I keep saying dog. We're doing cats also.
Right, because you have hundreds, right? You have hundreds of cats there as well.
So,
and one in the studio this morning.
Right.
So hundreds minus one.
Right. So, real easy process. We're going to provide everything for you that you need. If you need a crate for the dog or the cat, we're going to have that. We need food. We've got that for you. If something happens and it needs some sort of medical care, we're going to take care of that for you. It's really an easy way for you to get this dog out of the shelter, get it into a home environment, let it kind of decompress a little bit and go from there. The other part of this, what happens, which is really amazing, is that when the foster brings the animal back to us, they give us so much information about,
yes,
oh, this dog was so good with this and not so good with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can convey that on to the person who's looking to adopt this animal.
But that information will be invaluable for placement.
Absolutely.
That sounds great. So this is something that you could do just for a day or two, or you could do it that whole time period. And then, of course, you need fosters year-round.
Year-round, absolutely.
So, but the part that I like about that, quite frankly, is when you first talked to me about it, I went, I wonder what that's going to cost me. So when you said everything's taken care of, that's huge. Because a lot of people right now are very conscientious pet owners. They're not going to get a pet unless they can afford to take care of it properly and the vet bills and all that. You could do this and have the joy of having an animal in your home, and at the same time, everything's taken care of, and that's huge.
Here's a great story from yesterday. We had a family who came in and was looking at a kitten. They had fallen in love with a kitten, and Dad was out in the lobby, and we had some puppies that we were sending out to foster, and he said, do y'all have any more puppies? And I said, yes, we do. And he said, do you have a girl? And we said, yes, we do. And I went and I brought a girl up, gave it to Dad. Dad took it into the room with the kittens and the mom and the kids. And all of them went home together.
Oh, I love that story.
So they adopted the cat. Uh-huh. And then they did what we call foster to adopt the dog, which again means the animal is still our property,
right,
of Santa Rosa County. And we're taking care of everything for them. But we have to get them altered before they can be adopted. And this puppy is, I think they're about 6 weeks old. Uh-oh.
Trash can alert. Excuse me, I'll be right back.
She didn't jump quite high enough, but the kitten is really exploring.
Noelle, behave yourself.
Right. It's a great thing. They're going to be able to take this puppy home and hopefully bond this puppy and this kitten together. And they grow up as best buddies with their family of, I think they had 3 or 4 children. I can't remember how many
children.
Wow. Yeah, it's a great story.
I love it. So, Dad, I have a feeling that dog is not coming back. I think that's a goner.
No, and the amazing thing is mom's name and the dog's name are the same.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay, that was definitely karma, some kind of God wink. Something was going on
absolutely,
there.
Absolutely.
I love it. All right, well, we are talking this morning on Frisky Friday with our friends at the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter and Animal Services on News Radio 92.3 with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And we have in the house Randy, who is with the Escambia County. He's the Chief of Services. And Michaela, who is the president of the Friends of the Santa Rosa County Animal Animal Shelter. And we will be back. If you have any questions for them, go ahead and text them in at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. And we'll have more for you right after the break. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk Frisky Friday with Meg. And we have in the house Michaela, who is with the Friends of the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, and also Randy, who is Lambert, who is the Chief of Animal Services, and a very special guest that's wandering around the studio, making me just a little nervous. It's Noelle, the sweetest little kitty ever, 2-year-old little kitty, beautiful with white coat and little pretty little like tiger-like splotches. So we've been talking about ways people can help. Randy?
There's a really good picture of her on our website.
So oh, okay.
Yeah, if you go to our website at santarosa.fl.gov/animals and go to adoptable cats, there's a really good picture of her.
Oh, and she was talking during the break. She was talking away. So now there's so many different ways people can get involved and they can help. We have, you said, over 300 animals right now, cats and dogs, that are being taken care of by Santa Rosa County Animal Services. So with the Friends, Michaela, tell me some of the things that you've done. You mentioned something about you just brought in a new bath for the shelter.
We are working on purchasing a new bath for the shelter. So that way the dogs, when they're getting bathed, they can walk up there on their own versus having to be picked up and put in it. It also gives them more space to bathe the dogs comfortably. So that's one of the big things we're working on this month specifically. But we have a lot of fundraising goals coming up in the upcoming year. We want to purchase some new surgical equipment, specifically 2 hemodynamic monitoring systems for the shelter.
I have no idea what that is.
You and me both. Randy okay, said he wanted it.
I'll third that.
Okay, but we need it. Okay. Uh-huh. Gotcha.
I don't speak medical, but it was a need, so we're raising for that, which is a little pricey. So that's our big fundraising goal for 2025. And then we also are looking to keep cat scratchers on hand for the cats that are at the shelter in the kennels, just to provide enrichment for them.
You're talking cat, not a cat scratcher like for your back scratcher. You're talking a person that actually, not cat scratching you.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
I just want to clarify.
Correct. For the cats to scratch,
there you go.
We are looking to keep those on hand.
Just want to clarify
that.
Yes. It's like dog petting, cat scratching. Is that what we're,
yes.
Okay, now
yes.
We got it.
If people want to volunteer to come scratch cats and pet them, they are welcome to, though. We can use all the help.
You know, I love that because during the holidays, it's just not easy for some people. A lot of people are dealing with loss. Some have lost their animals recently or their pets. And so you could come by and do that for a couple of hours even, just to help ease the cat or the dog, and you know they're going to love that attention.
Absolutely.
Yeah, another program that we have is what we call Doggy Day Out. So you sign up as a volunteer and foster, and you come in and we line you up with a dog. You take the dog out wherever for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Go through Chick-fil-A, through the drive-through, get a pup cup for the dog.
Oh, yes.
And bring them back. And again, you're going to be able to give us some input of how was the dog in the car? How did they interact around other people?
Mm-hmm.
All those different things is just very valuable information that we get.
That sounds great. So if someone wanted to do that, how do you go about applying for that? Do you have to live in Santa Rosa County?
You do not have to live in Santa Rosa County to do that.
So someone from Escambia could also do
it. Absolutely. In fact, several of our volunteers live in Escambia County and make the drive over to our shelter each time.
Okay.
You just go to our website. And all the information is there. The website will lead you wherever you need to go.
Where is the shelter located again, and what are the hours in case someone might want to stop by today?
Okay, so we are in Milton, which is a centrally located area in Santa Rosa County. We are at 4451 Pine Forest Road. And as I tell some people, it's the other Pine Forest Road,
right?
Not the one in Escambia County.
No, that's a different one.
Yeah, we've had people over in Escambia County riding up and down Pine Forest Road looking for our shelter.
Oh,
and we're
no.
Like, no, we're in Santa Rosa County.
No, in Milton.
Right?
Yes.
So we're just along the same road there where the Emergency Management Center is.
Yes.
Right there is where we are. Our hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 11:30 to 4:30.
Okay. So today someone could stop by if they wanted to fill out an application, make a donation.
Absolutely.
Drop off some goods possibly.
Absolutely.
That you might need, some dog or cat food.
Or blankets.
Oh, blankets. Okay.
It's pretty chilly.
Yes.
And then on Wednesdays we're open from 11:30 to 6:30 at night to allow people who, you know, need a little bit more extra time to come in. And then on Saturdays, we're open from 10:30 to 3.
Oh, that's great. So you are open on Saturday.
We are.
Okay. But the volunteers would be coming out every day of the week, depending on schedules, as far as helping and cat scratching and that kind of thing.
Right. The volunteers are coming throughout the day, every day.
Gotcha.
Every day.
Okay. All right. So more about the friends. If I want to become a friend, what do I have to do?
Yeah. So we have a application. It's on our Facebook. And you can also email us as well. We have a $10 membership free, but honestly, we can use all the help we can get for events, coordinating, getting the dogs out, everything like that. It's just a really great opportunity to get involved at anyone's level, right? Whether you want to dedicate an hour, you have ideas that you want to see. We have a lot of big visions. We just don't have enough people. Right now, we're at 5 core members for the nonprofit.
Okay.
So to manage all the big projects we want to take on, it's really challenging since most of us have jobs and life and everything else as well. So we really need some extra hands to kind of make our visions come true to help the shelter appropriately. So they can go to our Facebook page. It is on there. There's an application, or they can email us at friendsofsrcanimalshelter@gmail.com, and we'd be happy to get them involved. Our meetings, we usually meet up at least once a month to kind of go over everything and plan what's coming up next, sometimes a little bit more. But again, anything people want to give, we are happy to take.
Okay, so this is the Friends of the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, and Michaela is the current president. So thank you so much for stepping up and getting this started, because it's not easy, but it's definitely the need is there. There's no question about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've been since 2022 is when we started. So we're still pretty young overall. In the first year was a lot of kind of figuring things out, establishing our presence, establishing some good members and everything like that. But
that sounds great. You're listening to Frisky Friday on Pensacola's Expert Panel and at 90 News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after the break. Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg on Frisky Friday. We have our friends from the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelters with us this morning. We have Michaela, who is president of the Friends of the Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, and the chief of animal services, Randy Lambert. So we had a couple things on your wish list and a couple of events coming up, I understand.
Yeah, for the events, currently right now we're at Alyssa's and Pace. I believe we have a couple of dogs there right now. Go out and see them. It's a very good place to interact with them. And then tomorrow we're going to be at the Navy Exchange Mall on Highway 98 from 11 to 1. And the word on the street is Santa's going to be there too.
Oh, very good. We love that. Okay. And what about, you had another event too, I think you mentioned?
Just our biggest thing is Home for the Holidays. Again, we're going to kick that off on Monday. You can go to our website to get some information about that, or just give us a call at the shelter.
Okay, that sounds great. And what about a wish list? If someone's listening and maybe they can't foster right now, but they would like to donate, or what do you need? What are some of the things that you need? It may seem obvious to you, but maybe not to us.
Yeah, right now we're taking donations of blankets because of the cold weather. Those are the biggest things that we're needing right now. And it kind of changes. Chew toys are really good.
A particular kind of blanket or size of a blanket, does it matter?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever you give us, we're going to take it, we're going to wash it and get it cleaned up, and then we're going to give it to the dogs and they're going to waller all over it.
So it's okay if it's a used blanket.
Absolutely.
Okay. So blankets, food, I'm assuming, cat and dog food.
We do take donations for dog and cat food. Absolutely.
Okay. What else is on the list?
Those are the big things right now. That list changes pretty much weekly, just depending on, you know, we don't have a lot of space, so we can't store a lot of things, so we kind of have to work through our list each week.
So if I don't have time to come out to the shelter and I wanted to see what dogs and cats you had available, can I see that on your website?
Absolutely. We have them all listed, the ones that are available for adoption and even lost animals. So if you've lost your animal and it's turned up at our shelter, we've posted that photo there, and it'll be under lost dogs or lost cats.
Oh, that's good to know.
And again, that's santarosa.fl.gov/animals.
And do you have a Facebook page as well for the shelter?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm asking all these loaded questions.
Yeah. And we do a lot of announcements on our Facebook of things that are happening in the community or things that are happening with the shelter.
Again, this morning is Frisky Friday. Thank you, Noelle, if she's wandering around the studio, for coming in with us. Thank you, Randy Lambert with Santa Rosa County Animal Services, as well as Michaela, who is here as the president of the Friends of the Santa Rosa County Shelter. So thank you both for all you do for our animals in this area. Happy holidays. Have a great weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Happy holidays.